This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Seattle in Kansas City to start a series on Thursday. The Royals slumping, having dropped three in a row. Trailing 2-0 at the bottom of the fifth, Brandon Moss would provide a spark.
There she goes, deep right field, and gone, Brandon Moss. No doubt about that one. Tie game, 2-2.
Now the batter is Kane. Witt does not go. The pitch is swung on, drilled to right. It will drop for a hit. Escobar will score, and the Royals go in front 4-3.
That brings up Cabrera.
The 1-2 is swung on, line to left field. That's a base hit. Here comes Merrifield around third. The throw to the plate is cut off. The Royals score an important fifth run.
So now Heredia.
Melky Cabrera.
Up against the side wall. Yeah, great timing by Melky. That was special.
Brandon Moss hit a two-run home run in the fifth.
Into the right field corner. Moss has two tonight.
And he has more home runs and RBIs against the Mariners than any other team he's played against.
The Royals take the series opener from the Mariners by a 6-4 score. Seattle falls to 55-55, 2.5 games behind the Royals for the second wild card spot. Brandon Moss homered twice, drove in three, and talks about his big night after the game.
He did. He ended up throwing a really good game. You know, he kept us off balance, and he had that cutter working, but that was just a hanging, breaking ball that count that I thought off speed might be coming, and I sat back on it. But yeah, it gave us some life, and then we ended up having some really good at-bats there late in the game, which we've been doing a lot lately, you know. We've been getting things going late in the game and having some exciting wins, and this was another one.
You guys have been hot all at once together, cold all at once, but we're getting later in the year, too. How important tonight was it just to get that offense rolling after really what was a good road trip but a frustrating few days?
Yeah, I was going to say it was a good road trip. It's just a bad last 3 days. You know, we just didn't hit the ball that great. Those games happen. Sometimes you go out and you just don't get the hits, and that's what happened. So, you know, move on. We're at home. We were excited to be home. The weather was amazing. The crowd was amazing. It was a good night, and we ended up having a good ball game.
Last thing regarding that being home, you've had the chance now to play here at home all year long. Melky Cabrera makes his return. Ryan Buchter on one pitch in his debut here gets his first win. Mauer's here with the team. How good to be back at this place and share that with them.
Absolutely. And, you know, like you said, Melky came out. He had a great game. So a big knock right there. You know, ended up being what was the game-winning RBI. He came out and had a great game, made a great catch there. And, you never know if he doesn't catch that ball how that inning might turn out. Anything can happen. So, obviously he's been contributing. We didn't get any wins in Baltimore, but he had some hits and, came out tonight and got us going a little bit. And, like you said, the new guys throwing in the bullpen. It's nice to have those guys back there.
The Royals take the lead in the seventh inning, and they go on to beat the Mariners in their first game of the series, 6-4 the final on Thursday, snapping a three-game losing streak. Manager Ned Yost has the reaction.
I'm pretty certain that it probably wasn't now. We couldn't tell. When we called, I saw it hit in front of the pole, but I never saw it. I mean, I never saw it hit the pole. So we called Billy, and Billy said that, it hit in front of the pole. But what we couldn't tell is that it glanced off the pole. And then even later we went back and I was looking at it, and look, I could never tell that it glanced off the pole. So the view that I saw looked like it was 2 feet foul. And so when they, the review kept going longer and longer, I'm like, there's no way they can miss this. There's just no way that they can miss it. And when they said it was a home run, well, then I was convinced it wasn't. But when we went back up, it hit high. If it hit on the pole, because after the inning, I asked Melky, and Melky said it hit on the pole. Melky was right there, and he had it. But it hit it. You never could really tell that it hit the pole and then shot down. But the umpires absolutely got it right.
Your thoughts on Cahill's?
I thought he threw the ball really, really well. Good breaking ball. hung a changeup for the home run to Seager. But besides that, he threw some great changeups, some great breaking balls, and really spotted his fastball well.
Talk a lot about the middle of your lineup. Lorenzo Cain's always a spark plug.
Always.
How about him? Action on the base pass, coming up with big hits, getting him.
Yeah, again, we talked about it today. People were wondering, are we in a slump? And it's like, well, you know, the at-bats don't look any different than they were when we were swinging the bats good. And, again, you know, it just shows you again tonight. Our guys came up with big hits, clutch hits, Moose, Kane, Mossy with two home runs, Milky with a base hit to give us the two-run lead there to – and Eske getting on base to start with in a tie ball game there to, you know, be a table setter. So, you know, just pleased with the overall offensive performance we had tonight and the bullpen.
The second game of the series Friday has James Paxton starting for Seattle against Jason Hamill of Kansas City.